Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord that you're able to join me today. Yesterday, I began a message I've entitled, The Glory of the Unveiled Christ in His Church. And as we look around us at the nations of the world, as we look at the trouble and the wars and the violence and the crime and the problems that are just overwhelming the nations of the world, including our own nation, the unrest, the lack of unity, and the violence toward police officers and the violence toward citizens and the gangs and the drugs, we are in really bad straits. And every single man and woman, it's just intrinsic in the very heart of man, they want a better way of life. That's the whole point of why refugees or immigrants, why do they come to America? Because we have been so blessed by God when we said this is a nation under God. We've gone a long way from that time, but thank God the tide is turning. And I believe God is giving us a period of time where we have godly people in the administration who confess the Lord Jesus Christ, who will bring a turnaround in this nation so we can hope for a respite, and that it will be a time in which we can use for the Lord, redeem the time, for the days are evil, to see that souls can be brought in the kingdom. Because, beloved, things are wrapping up very, very quickly. We are living in the end times. Prophecy is being fulfilled, and the Lord has directed this ministry to preach the gospel. I thank God for every God-ordained ministry that is used, perhaps, of the Lord to unveil a prophetic words in the Bible and apply them to today's current events. And, beloved, I'm try to keep very well apprised and very well informed in terms of what is really going on behind the scenes that most people are not aware of. Beloved, there is such wickedness, such evil going on in high places. Beloved, science has made such strides. The ordinary person has no idea what they're doing in genetic engineering. As it was in the days of Noah, children of God, it's exactly happening now. And it's not just the evil and the wickedness. There were all sorts of perverse, wicked things that the fallen angels in their dealings with mankind, all of the ways of man were corrupted, it says. And that's why the corrupted seed of mankind had to be destroyed in the flood. Only Noah was saved because of Genesis 6. Well, I won't go off on a tangent and I won't go into that, but mankind wants a better way of life. Even those who are seemingly locked in perversity, in a life of crime and drugs, even those in gangs, they long for a sense of belonging somewhere. And Christians, brother and sister, we have the answers. Unsaved man is trying to find a place of peace and contentment that they have so longed for. God has put that in the very heart of man. The poor cry in their anguish and think that wealth or riches would give them peace and joy, and the contentment that they are not experiencing, or even just the very necessities of life. And the rich fly all around the globe. They have the means to explore almost every avenue and pleasure afforded man in this life, yet always, without fail, they never find that peace and joy and contentment that they themselves have the money to buy, yet they can't find it. Wealth will not bring joy. And this 21st century of ours is one marked with great achievement in terms of science and technology and medicine. Praise God for the marvels of discovery that are being achieved in those various areas of science and medicine and technology. However, peace and happiness evades the seeker. However, if one would look to the source of life, and what would that be? Or perhaps I should say, who would that be? Beloved, it's Jesus. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And if someone is willing to do that, he or she immediately finds themselves launched on an adventure so marvelous, so great, that his or her life is just held in awe at what can be experienced through the life giver, even in this present day realm, in this life. And beloved, that's not to mention the glories of eternity. The scripture tells us, eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard, the things that God has prepared for them that love him. In his presence is fullness of joy, David said in Psalm 16, and at thy right hand, pleasures forevermore. But the prophet Haggai declared, and he's speaking to us today, ye have sown much and bring in little. This is so sadly typical of the day and the hour in which we are now living. The peoples of this nation, on the whole, enjoy the greatest prosperity of any people on the face of the earth. Everywhere we see the hand of prosperity, as evidenced in beautiful homes, fine cars, expensive clothes, beautiful malls, fine household furnishings. But in truth, beloved, if we look into the eyes of individuals, what do we see but misery, strife, jealousy, discontent, and evil abounding in high and low places? We tend to look toward the horizon. We tend to look for greener pastures, for some answers to the problem facing mankind. Yes, we have sown much, but we bring in little. We prosper, and then we fail to give honor and praise to him who has prospered us. Again, the Lord warned Israel, just beware when you go into the land and the Lord has prospered you. Don't think that it is your own hand that has caused the blessings. And that is so true. You know, when things get hard, even our own lives as Christians, we love God. But when things really get hard, then we're really crying out to God. And somehow when things are going well and we've just got our life is full and there's blessings and there's so many things to do, if we're not careful, we will allow the blessings of life, the prosperity, the good things we enjoy in friends and family to push out the priority and focus of the Lord Jesus Christ. What is that great commandment? The first one, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all of thy heart, with all of thy strength, with all of thy soul and mind, everything that is within us. David said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Beloved, that's the high calling to which you and I are called. All the wonderful ministries that God has given now, the ministries of helps, fivefold ministry, apostles, pastors, prophets, evangelists, teachers, those are all going to pass. I suppose there'll always be some measure of learning whether or not we'll have teachers. I don't know. But the fact is, I know for a fact there's one ministry that will never pass away, and that is the ministry of praise and worship. And it won't be some forced, perfunctory kind of thing that we have to do. We'll be so overwhelmed that we won't be able to stop. It will be joy unspeakable and full of glory. But so many today sow the fruits of this life, but more and more, mankind brings in little that he has sowed. All it takes is a natural disaster and a whole home, belongings, everything can be wiped out, or a fire. People have experienced, are experienced then, even in this day in which we are living. Young and old alike sow unto pleasure, but in return, they reap little to the harvest. Our society is pleasure mad, always seeking and searching for more and more to satisfy their hunger. If it feels good, do it. That's the only, there's no sense of morality. It's just, oh, well, you know, as long as I don't hurt anybody else, it doesn't matter. I'll just do my own thing. You know, I need to be able to express myself and have the freedom to be who I am. Beloved, that desperate thirst is still not quenched. Oh, the people of this great nation, peoples of the world, you've sown much, but you bring in little. We eat, but we have not enough, for we are an insatiable society. The lust of the eyes, the lust and vanity of flesh, there's no satisfying of it. We gorge upon all the things that life can offer, yet still in the end we don't have enough. We drink of the cup of prosperity, of blessings, but we're not filled. And in this pell-mell rushing to and fro to find some kind of happiness, some kind of contentment, we find what should be the light of the world, the church, in many cases, lying with darkened windows, lying with half-empty church buildings. Beloved, in so many cases, that's not true in all. You might belong to a church on fire, praise God, but the church, to a great extent, has failed to give even the faintest ray of light to a world that is dark in trespasses and sin. And the answer to the problems facing us lie not in the hands of man, but rather in the hands of the Creator of man, our beautiful and mighty Lord, the unveiled Christ, if you will, the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. Well, my time is gone, and I must bring this broadcast to a close. I have more to share, and I pray that you'll be able to get a glimpse of this matchless Christ, and you'll see him unveiled in your life. As the announcer gives our contact information, if you're feeling the prompting of the Holy Spirit, the little stirring of that anointing to write, then he has a reason for you to do that. He wants you to make contact. If you have prayer needs, he wants you to share those as there's power in agreeing prayer. And it's one of my joys to be able to handle every letter that comes in, whether or not an offering is sent, just as if someone sent $1 million, and that's never happened. But praise God, you understand what I'm saying. God bless you. I love you. Thank you so much for joining me. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577. Caldwell, Idaho, 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.